Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode of Pokemon Watch with Us. As always, I'm your host, Zach, with my lazy co-hosts, Jordan and Matt.
What do you mean by lazy?
No, that's nobody fair. Else, that's fair.
Nobody else will do any work on this podcast. I do it.
I'm sorry. I think that I did all of the editing.
That's true. And Matt did write our beautiful music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that for a second?
I think we just did.
Listen, Matt did a great job on the intro music and outro music.
He's open Fantastic. For commissions.
It's true. He's so open.
Just hit him up on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
I think it's at Mythic.
It's Matt Magic Mythical. Mythic Matt.
Magic Mythic Matt.
There Magic is. Mythic Matt for all of your video game music needs. Okay. That being said, should we talk about the large piece of news that was released Let's today? Go. The 17th of June? Pokemon Snap 2 is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, crazy. Baby. I have been saying for so long that the Switch is like the perfect system to bring it back because I know a lot of people love that. I never really got to play it on the Nintendo 64, but like it always looked fun, and I know people kind of hated on it too, but at the same time, the Switch is such a good system to bring it back for, you know?
I don't think that anybody hates on Pokemon Snap.
No?
I've seen people hate on Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, I think really? A lot of people, like, it's a pretty good meme now.
What? How can you dunk on literally one of the best Nintendo 64 titles? What is happening right now? I love Pokemon Snap. I'm super hype about this news. That trailer released and I was like crying in my room. Not literally. That makes me sound nerdy. We would not want that. But I was very, very excited to hear that news. We also are getting Pokemon Brush Your Teeth.
Pokemon Smile. And I was going to say...
Zach, but does anybody know what that is?
It's to help brush your teeth, apparently. It's other than that, I literally know nothing.
I mean, I didn't watch the conference. I was just kind of following the Twitter feed while I was working today, so I don't really know. Matt, did you get a chance to see what it's about?
It's literally just an app to help kids brush their teeth better. To Adorable. Make it fun, right?
You know, I do not need this app. I actually went to the dentist this week, and I have no cavities.
Hey.
I've been a good boy.
Good for you.
I'm so glad that you can take care of your teeth as a 23-year-old.
Me too.
We got there, everybody.
A miracle, truly. alrighty. And was there any other big announcements from this press conference?
Not that I know of.
Shoot. I'm blinking. There's going to be another announcement next week, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, whoa. Okay. They announced
at the very announcement. At the very end, they announced another announcement in a week.
What? Why didn't they just hold it all to
know.
A week? It's not like we were all dying for... Well, I guess kind of we were, but
they're
like, Pokemon Smile, at least.
They don't want to impact the Armor Pass sales, so they're waiting to announce the remakes next week. They're like, all right, guys, this is the only main series Pokemon stuff you're getting, so you better like it. JK, 1 week later, here's Diamond and Pearl. Shiny Diamond and Evanescent Pearl.
I'd be down for that, though, if they wanted to throw that up on the Switch as a remake.
Yeah, I would.
I'd be so down.
I'm the biggest Poke Whale there is. I'm definitely I'm simping out here for these Pokemon. I will definitely buy whatever garbage they place in front of me. Just kidding, not really, but
Pokemon Smile.
I'll download it. Why not? It's free, right? I think you get to take selfies while you brush your teeth.
Yeah, with Pokemon.
Isn't it available right now?
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna download it right now. somebody faved a tweet of mine. Anyway,
oh, what's your Twitter handle, Zach?
Oh yeah, you guys can follow me at Hunter Guy.
Isn't it Z Hunter Guy?
No, I think it's just Hunter Guy.
Is it? No, yeah. Lucky you, I didn't get that one. Mine's very boring. Now that we've already talked about it, mine is at
Hunter. It was Matt faving my that retweet. I retweeted. Yeah. So the thing about Pokemon Snap is, I'm just really excited to hear Professor Oak go. wonderful every single time I present him with a photo. If Professor Oak is not in the game saying remarkable, literally they should just use that exact same vocal sample, I will tear off all my skin and throw myself into the Dead Sea.
Well, that was dramatic. But there we go. Now you know how much Zach apparently cares about Pokemon Snap. I literally didn't know this until this segment.
Yeah, I have a really specific memory playing Pokemon Snap because I've actually only ever, I never owned it. But Roman, my best friend in the sixth grade, and only in the sixth grade because we went to different middle schools, had it. And we spent many a Saturday playing through and discovering and unlocking its secrets.
Huh.
Yep.
I don't even remember Ronan.
Roman.
Yeah.
Roman Clark.
Yeah, I don't remember him at all. That's okay.
Shout out to Roman Clark.
The boy.
Alrighty. Well, let's go ahead and move into our Pokemon question of the week. This question is pretty topical. I'm going to pose to you guys. If you could take a picture of any Pokemon in real life, which one would it be and why?
Oh my goodness. There are so many good choices.
I'll go.
I think it would be Squirtle, though. You can't go wrong. That adorable turtle shell. My gosh. What a guy.
Great pick.
I was going to go with a legendary just because I feel like that's like a cool photo opportunity that people don't get.
Because get that bag. I get it. People are going to want to buy it.
I think I would go with Articuno because pretty cool Pokemon. It'd be in the snowy mountains. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for laughing at my joke.
I personally would pick I feel like going to a pond and taking a picture of these little lily pads, and you look a little bit closer in the low tads, there's something magical about that.
Oh,
that's cute.
That is
cute.
We love a little baby kappa. Alrighty, welcome to our fun facts. I got these off of Bulbapedia. This is currently the only episode in which any of Ash's male relatives are mentioned. Delilah mentions that it took his father 4 days to reach Viridian City from Palutown, and that Ash is the apple of his eye. She also mentions Ash's grandfather in the Japanese version. On the wall at the Pokemon Center, the engravings are of Arcanine, Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres. Ash misidentifies the Ho-Oh he saw in the previous episode as an Articuno. Also, I read on this Wikipedia page that they think that perhaps Arcanine's inclusion in these in the artboard in the Pokemon Center is actually an error, because they thought that he was a legendary Pokemon because his little what's that called? His Pokemon title, yeah. I don't know what to call it, is the legendary Pokemon, even though he is not in fact a legendary Pokemon. This episode was also modified after the episode 38 seizure incident. Originally, the scene where Pikachu uses Thundershock and Team Rocket was a sequence of rapidly flashing images of each Team Rocket member. This was changed to a 4-square grid to reduce the flashing effect. This change affected all home releases and rebroadcasts in Japan and all international versions of the episode.
So I guess there's a well-known seizure incident?
Yeah, we'll get to that when we get to the famous episode 38. Or I guess that episode was never aired, right?
After not its
original
America,
broadcast
really.
In Japan.
Yeah,
so there was this episode of the anime where they basically showed for I don't know, a minute flashing red and blue.
Yeah, no, that seems like a mistake. That's me.
Jordan is epileptic?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get why that would be a mistake.
Oh, man, that's funny. Alrighty. I think that's all of the interesting parts of this. Oh, the Jenny of this episode makes another appearance in A Secret Sphere of Influence exactly 500 episodes later.
So is the Officer Jenny, as in, there's many Officer Jennies?
Yes.
Oh.
They're all sisters.
Oh, the Jennies.
Yeah. Okay. There's this weird fan theory that they're all genetically modified people to look the same, and they're clones of each other.
Right.
I don't know. Thing. Okay. Oh my gosh. Later on in this series, I swear, I don't know when I watched this episode, how I watched this episode. I actually haven't been able to find it, so I'm a little bit worried that it's like...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, that it doesn't exist, and it's just in my mind. But I swear to you, there's this episode where they meet a Officer Jenny who, like, left the force and is, like, not an officer anymore. And she wears, like, this dope jacket with Gyaradoses on the back of it. I don't know. I'm really obsessed with that idea. But I cannot find that episode anywhere. So it might not exist.
You should just draw that.
I think I will.
Yeah, do it. That'd be hype.
I'll do it.
Yeah, this episode was kind of wild and yet at the same time underwhelming for me. Just because it starts right where we left off. Ash is running towards the nearest Poke Center so that he can get Pikachu some help, because after Pikachu saved them both from dying from the attack of the Spearows, he's just trying to get Pikachu some help because he's not looking too good.
And Misty is pursuing him with her roasted bike, like unto how Golem pursues the precious, precious ring.
Yeah. And before that, I want to mention that we meet the Officer Jenny, because I apparently didn't know that there were multiple, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Officer Jenny of Viridian City.
Yeah. So that's cool. She kind of, like, berates Ash as he's running.
Berates.
I think parades is correct too.
Nope, that is not a word. No, it's great.
I've heard it both ways.
You definitely haven't.
And she kind of berates him, I guess. She kind of berates him as he is running away with Pokemon. And as we learn later, she's being aware of Team Rocket on the loose of taking Pokemon.
How do you guys feel about this scene with Officer Jenny?
I thought it was kind of fun, actually. I thought it was a fun introduction for, like, her, because it seemed she was a fairly important character to, like, the rest of the show. I don't know whether to, like, the rest of the series, but, like, the rest of this show.
This episode.
This episode, excuse me. And I thought it was just, like, a really fun way of, like, dealing with it.
Yeah, I like Officer Jenny. I feel like she's actually kind of a highlight of this episode for me. She makes me laugh. Even though I think it's super weird that she thinks he's a criminal for no reason, and they take, like, an odd amount of time. I think it's, like, a minute or two to get his ID out of his Pokédex, which, like, I don't know. It seems like they really wanted to let us know that his Pokédex is also his ID. But that's, like, not really something that I don't know. It's something that they could have done in a lot shorter amount of time. I'm not sure if they just wanted to make that, like, a joke. Like,
I think it makes a lot more sense from the perspective of a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it also explains the idea that they're still explaining to us, is that Ash has no idea what he's doing. And...
Well, yeah, but that's obvious.
Yeah. But you get reminded quite a few times in this episode that he doesn't know what he's doing, though. So, I think that that's what they're going for, especially because, as we're later going to talk about, it's really about Ash's doubts, like, for the good first chunk of the episode. So,
yeah, it's true. It is about his self-doubt. Yeah, so after this introduction to Officer Jenny, we get the introduction to the most amazing characters to ever be invented, Team Rocket, Jesse, James, and Meowth. And the way we're introduced to them is amazing. They're floating by the city in their huge, giant Meowth hot air balloon, which, like, why would a villain choose the least, like, why would actual thieves choose the least conspicuous way of traveling from destination to destination? It's literally the most recognizable vehicle you could ever choose. It's
also extremely slow.
Yes, exactly. I love it.
My favorite part of that scene is still that they take, like, a fishhook to grab the wanted poster, and then you think they're trying to be really, like, inconspicuous, and then it shows the huge Meowth balloon. That's just, like, right. So ridiculous.
I love them. In this episode, I think we can all agree that they were still trying to figure out who these characters were. I feel like that's actually kind of symbolized in the fact that Jesse holds a red or a blue rose instead of his signature red rose. But they still are a highlight of this episode for me.
Yeah, they're fun. But before we get to the rest of their introduction, or I guess their official introduction, maybe, I don't know. But there's a lot more of the episode that we should mention. So they kind of continue on. The only thing I would say about that is, like, you really see Meowth's character in that moment, like, a lot, because he's just, like, ends every sentence about him and, like, about what he wants. And, like, just Meowth is the greatest. And, of course, he's got the Meowth balloon. But then Ash gets a ride with Jenny, Officer Jenny, to the Poké Center so that Pikachu can get the help he needs. And she drives the motorcycle through the front doors to get to the front desk.
Which, I like this moment. I think that you two did not like this moment, if I remember correctly.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
I think it's fun that she, like, went through the doors without really realizing it, and then the...
Yeah.
It makes for some good goofing gaff.
Yeah.
And then Ash's Pikachu gets rushed into the hospital. Nurse Joy kind of gives Ash a good talking to about not letting his Pokemon get to this condition. Ash tries to explain how it's not his fault, and she's like, well, that doesn't really matter. And then she goes to take care of Pikachu, leaving Ash to deal with his emotions alone in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. He notices the video phones, which, can we take a second to appreciate the video phones?
Yeah, they're cool. I like them a lot.
As a little kid, I remember watching the original movie and seeing the video phone, or I guess it was in the Entei movie, which I watched at some point as well. And I was so obsessed with the idea of being able to, like, video conference somebody. It was, like, so futuristic and cool. Mm-hmm. Which, and now we can... We're
doing literally it doing it
right now. Yeah. With Matt, who is not with us today.
It's always cool to see older perspectives on what our technology will be like.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, how it, like, doesn't work quite like how they thought it was going to work with the phone. But I really love, I feel like there's a lot of promise in this sort of aesthetic, this, like, you know how, like, there's cyberpunk?
Yeah.
I feel like there should be, like, 90s electronic punk. I'm, like, really, I'm looking for media that serves to that sort of aesthetic. That is my jam.
Yeah. I feel like my favorite part of these is that it does, like, a almost an I've got mail, you've got mail notification when you're getting a call. It's just, like, ring, ring, ring. And I thought that was really fun. Just because I think that was kind of standard at the time, right? Of, like, the computers would always yell out, you've got mail. I don't know. I'm a 2000 kid. I don't understand technology at that time. But I also think it's important to, like, recognize what perspective Ash is having, because actually Pikachu's in critical condition, and Nurse Joy says he'll be all right to, like, comfort Ash, and then immediately says, quick, rush him to ER, like, to the one with the egg. What's that, Pikachu?
Chansey,
yeah. And so, like, Ash has got to be, like, feeling pretty bad, and obviously his doubts are coming in of, like, he doesn't know if he can do this.
Yeah.
So
he goes ahead and he calls his mom. And his mom does basically nothing to help him.
Absolutely nothing.
Literally nothing to help him. He's just like, I don't know if I can do this. And she's like, of course you can. And then hangs up.
Mm-hmm.
Without really listening to what was going on or anything Ash had to say. And then Ash gets a call a couple seconds later from Professor Oak. This is the scene where he misidentifies the Articuno on the wall for a Ho-Oh, which was like a really fun scene for me. It was actually weirdly one of the highlights of this episode for me, because it was just this little moment that made the world seem so much bigger than like Ash understood, and that we as the audience seeing the world through Ash understood, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. The fact that he misidentified this unknown Pokemon for another unknown legendary Pokemon is like, I don't know, just really strikes some like sort of kid-like wonder in me. Mm-hmm. Professor Oak calls, and they have this little joke moment where he talks about how he and Gary have this bet that Gary bets Professor Oak that Ash will not be able to catch a Pokemon before he reaches Viridian City. Oak totally bets on his boy Ash. He lays it all down, 1 million down on Ash. And Ash has to sadly let Professor Oak know that he has not caught another Pokemon, and Professor Oak now owes his grandson $1 million. So yep. We know where his grant money is going for the next year.
Yeah, his grand money? Grandchild? We got there, everybody.
And crickets for that one.
It was worse than mine.
Did you say it was worse than yours? Wow, thanks. Yeah, Ash kind of gets lectured by literally everyone this episode.
Well, Professor Oak doesn't really lecture him. He just, like, goofs around with him, and then he's like, my pizza's here, and then jets.
Which, by the way, is, like, the best joke that goes unnoticed. It's the freaking anchovy spinach and pineapple pizza, which is literally, like, the most controversial pizza ever made.
it's so true. It's like it's a crime pizza. That's yeah. What that is. That is somebody a pizza call designed Officer to make Jenna. Literally everyone unhappy. Yeah, for sure. That is the best joke of the series so far.
Yeah.
So after he has this conversation with Professor Oak, Misty comes in. We get an official introduction kind of between Misty and Ash. She's just like, give me a new bike. And he's like, bro, my Pikachu is sick and dying. And she's like, I don't really care about that. Give me a new bike. And he's like, you're being so mean. And she's like, sorry, I guess. And then she kind of chills out for some reason. Anyway, that's how I remember it going.
And then, you're right. And then, like, immediately after they have that conversation, Pikachu gets wheeled out on a stretcher and it's going to be fine. So that's good.
With a little more rest. And then Team Rocket strikes, which honestly, I love how they, like, there's this moment where they throw their Pokeballs through the skylight and it is primo. I don't know why that is so cool to me. The idea of criminals breaking into a hospital by throwing their Pokeballs through it is really fun.
I was still confused because I think I looked down for a second, but all of a sudden there was just like a lot of smoke. And I was just so confused for it, what caused that. But I'm not going to question it because
it was Rocket.
Is there, so their Pokemon
is coughing. Oh, the coughing. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he has the ability to create smoke screens.
Ah, I see.
The perfect criminal Pokemon.
Yep.
Well so thought out, truly.
Mm-hmm.
So they attack the hospital. They're going to take all the Pokemon. We have this weird moment where Misty buys everybody time by calling out her Goldeen to battle them, even though Goldeen can't
do anything.
And it's like,
yeah, it's like a,
I guess it's a joke, I think.
Well, yeah, it was like a weird way to, like, teach us all that apparently water Pokemon just can't work on land or, like, land fights.
But that's not true because she literally, like, two episodes later, you're going to see her battle with her Staryu that absolutely can battle on land.
Yeah, like, it was just so weird, and it was an odd moment for sure. But it's still not as weird as Pika Power for me. Like, that was so odd just watching all... I feel like this episode, they were really trying to cement Pikachu as their mascot for Pokemon. Because, like, there were, like, 30 Pikachu episodes.
Okay, but I love how all of the background Pikachu are drawn. They're drawn with the stupidest face, and I love it. I love it so much. Yeah, there's also a weird off-model Pidgey. There are actually two in this episode. The first one was actually earlier while he was, like, waiting in the room. There's a green Pidgey and a clock and a cuckoo clock. And then we also have... the second Pidgey, which gets thrown out, that has off-model eyes. Its eyes are like yellow and green instead of the regular black and white, which was weird.
Yeah, that is odd.
Matt, do you want to hit up the rest of this episode?
I just want to talk about something right here. Why my problem with Team Rocket in this episode? I agree with you, Zach. I love Team Rocket, but I don't love them in this episode. And I feel the reason for that is they're not set up super well. They're part of the thing that makes Team Rocket so endearing is their total incompetence when it comes to actually doing their job. And they seemed a little bit too competent, other than the fact that they had the Meowth balloon, which is obviously kind of weird. But when they were actually trying to steal Pokemon, like, it doesn't really match up with the rest of the series how bad they are at what they do. And how, like, the strange, like, ideas they come up with and stuff. It didn't really fit the character from the rest of the series, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought their interaction was still really fun, though. I mean, I didn't feel like it was overly competent. It was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm not saying that, definitely.
But, I think that you'll like this introduction maybe a little bit more as we reach another episode.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Ooh. That was vague.
Yes, it was. But yeah, I don't know if we want to go through the specifics of the rest of this episode. Essentially, Team Rocket gets fought off by Ash and Pikachu. There's a lot of really weird and confusing things that happen. We're not even sure how it happens, but Ash manages to power up Pikachu using Misty's barbecued bike. Team Rocket blasts off for the first time, even though they do not use their signature catchphrase.
Yep.
So I think that'll finish out for this episode. Does anybody have any final thoughts or things that we didn't manage to mention that they wanted to hit on for this episode?
Let's go through our high and low of the episode.
Okay.
I would say my high is probably Officer Jenny. I actually thought she was really fun in this episode. And brought a lot of good things to the table. And then also, my kind of low is the Pokemon rap at the end. It just, like, threw me straight back to the, like, such a 90s episode. And it made me happy, but at the same time, it didn't need to be there for literally any reason.
Don't worry, Jordan, it stays.
You need to delete that comment from this podcast. You are going to get roasted. I cannot let you put that on the internet. Yeah, I really strongly disagree with you on that. And I'm going to move on from that comment. My high was probably Officer Jenny. And then also, I really love that first scene with Team Rocket. I also thought Team Rocket got some actually really decent roasts on Misty and the rest of the crew that were pretty funny. My low is most of this episode, but specifically Ash's. The first half of this episode is Ash dealing with all these feelings of doubt that are not resolved in any sort of meaningful way and gives him no sort of arc. Either in this episode or throughout the rest of the series, at least so far I've seen. So it was really slow and nothing really important happened and kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. My high would have to be the conversation with Professor Oak, just because I thought it was pretty funny jokes and good stuff all around. My low would have to be the whole Pika Pika power That makes no sense, absolutely. And like, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was obvious in this episode that they still really didn't know what they were doing, which is sad, because we even mentioned last week that the pilot was really solid in every way, and it seemed like a better anime start than most of them that I've seen, and I haven't seen that many. And it just, this episode wasn't nearly as polished or nearly as well thought through.
Yeah, it's also interesting because this episode is actually written by the same dude who wrote the first Pokemon movie, which I think generally everybody has a very positive opinion of, at least I do. I mean, it's been a really long time since I watched it. Maybe I should watch it and see if that's just
it's really nostalgia. Good.
I think it's really good, right? It is. And he also wrote that Entei movie, which is so good. I don't know. This writer's really good. But this episode just wasn't that strong.
No, yeah.
All right, Jordan, would you watch this episode again?
If I had to. Like, that's all I would give it.
Matt, would you watch this episode again?
I would probably skip over it.
I would also give this one a skip, honestly. It's not very good. And, yeah, so that's the end. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to this week. If we actually get some listeners, we might think about, trying to get, like, some fan mail and thoughts about different episodes that we could, like, read at the end of these episodes. So tell your friends if you randomly discover this podcast and you want us to be able to do that, definitely tell your friends. As always, drop us a review if you feel like it. Please subscribe. At least it's free. Please. Why not? We're funny a little bit, kind of.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, not. Anyway. thank you so much for watching or listening to us talk about a 23-year-old Pokemon episode. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy that new DLC for Pokemon Sword and Shield if you're that kind of nerd. And if not, watch the next episode in preparation for next week. All right, bye.
Bye.